I always say Gray's is built for speed. So we have our fryers, our plancha, grill, and then our sauté.
Chef Tori Miller may not be your typical restaurateur.
I'm the executive chef and co-owner of L'Etoile and Gray's in Madison.
We make all of our pastas in-house and things like that.
I started cooking in a restaurant in my grandparents' restaurant when I was about five after kindergarten. All my family worked at the restaurant, so like my aunt or my grandma or my mom would come and pick me up and then drop me in the back of the restaurant.
For a second, we'll just toss it. You see how nice and light it is, you guys?
Being exposed to the restaurant business at an early age gave Tori a deep commitment to food and the people who enjoy it.
It's really rich and light, so let's go ahead and give it a taste.
When you're a little kid and you make something like an omelet or, you know, something for your family and people are like, oh man, this is really good, and you start to get that feeling of like, man, I made that and they really like it. That instant gratification of knowing that we did something like that was what really kind of drew me into it.
They're good.
It's good, right?
Today on The French Chef.
And he had a little help from a friendly chef on PBS.
Beating it up to be funny, but this is just
I would go home and watch PBS and watch rolling. Julia and Galloping Gourmet, and we have all these like memories of TV shows with cooking back in the day from PBS.
This is a very nice pie dough.
Growing up, Chef Tori learned the value of fresh, natural ingredients.
I was born in South Korea, and then I was adopted by a family in Racine, Wisconsin, and grew up on a farm. With like chickens and vegetables, and then, you know, mostly hay and horses and stuff like that.
Tori studied with the French Culinary Institute and worked in New York City, but he soon realized something was missing.
But it was one of those things where I was like, I want to get closer to food, I want to get closer to ingredients. I drove from New York with all my stuff, moved into my place on October 31st. The next day, I was working in the kitchen. As soon as I started going to the farmer's market, I knew this is where I wanted to be. And I knew I wanted to be a part of this community. I knew that this was where I could really sink my teeth into the craft and the art that we do. And then it just, the farmers kind of changed everything. L'Etoile started in 1976 with Odessa Piper. She owned the restaurant up until 2005. I came on the scene in 2003 from New York and became her chef, worked with her, and after a couple of years, she was like, I want to move on. And L'Etoile had done so much work in the local community, developing the farmer's market that's downtown, developing relationships between chefs and farmers. And I felt like it was my mission to grow them for even further. So we ballooned our farmer resources.
We get whole animals in.
We choose to call up all of these farmers every week and get all the food and made it more about the community and more about being a part of it. That's why in 2005, we took the opportunity to buy the restaurant.
The focus for our restaurant is to buy locally.
Apart from building community, Tori also works to teach others about food. So he started a Chef in the Classroom series to promote local, sustainably grown foods in public schools.
It's all right, man.
Sherman Middle School won a Fresh Fruits and Vegetables grant. This room is exactly the same as it was then, with the same stoves, but they weren't using it as like a cooking class. I remember being in here for healthy living class, and like they were literally learning how to like write checks or something, and I was like, what is going on in here? That was the main reason for me coming in here, was to say like, I want kids to eat better. Because in this country, there's no reason why there should be the obesity levels and the malnutrition and all of those things that we have. So I try to bring in things that are weird and then make them in a familiar way so that they say, oh, well, I wouldn't normally try these vegetables, but since they're in fried rice, I'll just knock them out.
It's delicious. You guys did great.
One of the best comments was, I thought it would just taste like vegetables, but it really tastes delicious. And it's like, well, sometimes vegetables can be delicious.
And Chef Tori says kids aren't the only ones who should be trying new things.
A lot of restaurants even will say, well, I would buy more local stuff, but then what do I do in the wintertime when I can't get a tomato or I can't get, you know, carrots and cucumbers and all the things that they want to have on their menu all the time? And it's like, well, you have to change your menu. You have to think on your feet a lot. You have to be more flexible with your menu.
Even after spending almost a decade growing and managing his Madison restaurants, Chef Tori admits he's still got a lot to learn about sustainable foods.
We have a hard time trying to define that as people. And as I teach the kids, and I'm like, you know, sustainability is something that even grown-ups like don't really understand and don't know how to define yet. I'm less about organic. and than I am about being sustainable and being, you know, good for the environment and good for your body. What it boils down to is the people behind it, you know, like their passion translates to everything. And for me, it's like, it comes through in the food. It really, really does.